100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lauren Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. It's Sunday and time for the weekly challenge where I post the topic and you come up with the story. The topic for this week was fire, and we got a lot of stories in. I also want to say, well, Jared, I'm sorry, and there's a phrase that somebody told me a long time ago. Their 10th lives are our memories of them. And it just, for some reason, it just makes sense. I'll be back after the stories, so it'll be okay.
Hello, this is Jay Radimus coming to you once again, 2 weeks in a row, New Year's resolution intact. I have an entry for the topic of fire. I've called it the fire triangle, for obvious reasons. I don't know the secret to a fiery relationship, but anyone who knows the fire triangle knows how to extinguish any fire. Every fire requires fuel, oxygen, and heat, even metaphorical ones. Separate a burning stick from anything combustible. Once the stick is consumed, the fire goes out. Block a fire from getting oxygen, or take all the oxygen away, the fire dies. If things are cold enough, there's not enough energy to ignite the fuel. Keep two lovers from touching long enough. If one lover feels smothered or ignored, start giving your partner the cold shoulder. No more fire. Well, thanks for listening. Catch you next time.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge number 768 with a prompt of fire. Here we go. Bill Burt sat in silence as his mother drove them home from the hospital. Pulling onto their street, a commotion in front of their house forced his mother to stop the car. Red lights of fire trucks flashed in the night while the blue lights of police cars held spectators and residents away. That's our house, Bill Burt's mother gasped. It's on fire. Mr. Blanketmaker paced back and forth on the sidewalk, frantically looking past the firefighters. They parked the car and ran to Bill Burt's father, who threw his arms around them. Honey. When I drove up, nuclear fission was running away. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Two Rubbers I Knew here with a story on the subject, fire. Centuries ago, I sold my soul in return for living so long as the sun's fire burns. I thought that meant forever, so the devil could never collect. I've done a lot of things since. I was once king of a country that no longer exists. I've been shipwrecked and fought in wars, but I miraculously survive everything. Now, scientists know when the sun will go out. In less than 10 billion years. The universe will be habitable a lot longer. Some say our future descendants could reincarnate all their ancestors, and everyone will live forever in paradise. Except me.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called You Are Not Safe. Tom knows fire. In the last 5 years, 5 forest fires have caused me to leave my home and not know if that home would be standing when I returned. A few months ago, the 3 largest fires in the state's history burnt directly above, below, and next to where I'm writing this. To escape this last fire, I drove directly into a pyroclastic cloud. To the casual listener, that's a goddamn mushroom cloud. When we finally rounded the monster down US 5, the sky turned Mordor red and black. I know fire, and I know it's coming for me. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Fire Pit, Special Roast. First, prepare your fire pit. Dig out a large, shallow hole in sand. Next, take one prime human, well matured, seasoned, and spiced to taste, and sear on a spit, over open flame, until the skin crackles and caramelizes. Line the prepared pit with stones, heated in the fire, cover with a layer of straw, and lay the meat upon it. Drizzle generously with olive oil and knobs of butter, then cover with straw and sand. Bake for 3 hours. Serve with your favorite accompaniments. Delicious. And I bet your mouth is watering, despite your revulsion.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The fire crackled sputtering, snapping sounds. The evening began with a quiet conversation about something. She couldn't remember what. Then, slowly but surely, everything started collapsing. He snapped venomous words, venomous sentences, and venomous hatred. He sputtered spite and a storm of grudges, loathing, and malevolence. His skin sizzled, tiny drops of sweat popping here and there on his forehead. She sat in silence. The fire used to look so beautiful, so warm and welcoming. But for some reason, it didn't today. Silence, the whole evening, and the fire spoke and crackled and snapped. The next morning, she was gone. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Good morning. This is Richard. Happy New Year. And this is my first story for the year. It's called Fired Up. Every morning, we'd have a team motivational meeting designed to inspire us, build mutually beneficial relationships, and fire us up, ready to face the challenges of the day ahead. It was supposed to energize us and enable us to start the day with energy and pace. It was as awful as it sounds. Calisthenics to start, then group hugs, a song of the day, and a rousing shout of affirmation. We'd do anything to get out of it. Arrange early morning meetings and appointments, or just get stuck into work as soon as we arrived. I guess the meeting succeeded. There you go. Speak to you all next week. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me. to planet Z.
Fred was the laziest guy in the company. Sure, he got his work done, but it seemed like he was always napping at his desk. Metrics showed Fred was outstanding in productivity and quality, but it didn't seem that way.
"I'm going to light a fire under his ass," said his boss.
But nothing could motivate Fred to stop napping at his desk in between tasks. So Fred's boss got out a pack of matches, stuck it on Fred's chair under his ass, and lit them. Fred quit and moved to the competition, and they kicked his old company's ass.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of, well, what's the topic this week? Fire. I guess so. Oh, it's right here, fire. Yay, okay, I remembered. For more 100-word stories and text and links and all that, you would think after over 700 of these, I'd remember what to say. Okay. Mist staring me right in the face. Don't stand on the trackpad, you. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for all sorts of stuff there. You'd think I'd know what was up there after putting those things up there for 15 years.
Yes, I know. You want me to pet you. Okay, I'm going to pet you.
All right, yes, I know. All right, so for the topic next week, it's Why Is Mother Crying? Y'all know what to do. Thank y'all for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.